4FCM. DIW 4FCM.
4DJW Mobile.
Beep. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
But it's still early. You had a busy day today?
Yeah, roger that. I'm on Highway 25 now and looking to my left and I can see Paris Mountain I'm right here at it.
I'm looking at Paris Mountain. We're on Highway 20. Oh, are you over there near Farman?
I'm from 276 to 25. I guess that's Farman.
So I think my APRS is going crazy. I don't know what's happening. A bunch of messages flowing through it at the moment. It's beeping constantly. You got APRS running?
Yeah, I do.
Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah.
Evans came out or something. Anyway, sun's trying to break through the clouds over here in Greer.
To you over here, too. It's going to be a beautiful day. All families at my house, and I'm not.
If we go flying later today, is there any possibility you're going to be there if Steve comes by to rope you into it?
I don't think I'm going to make it today. What I got to do over this way is going to take me most of the day. But I am coming. Next time y'all go, I'm going to come by and take a look and see what it's all about.
Full scale.
I was talking about it with Anna last night. She kind of looked at me and she said, you know this is going to probably end up with a pilot's license. And I said, well, I know. That's kind of why I've been avoiding this, you know. And she says, well, you know, I'm telling you right now, we're not buying an airplane. We're not buying an airplane. If you want to do remote control, that's fine. But a full-size airplane, not happening.
That trip down there to your cousin's house a lot faster. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, not flying full scale makes it easier to teach you how to fly RC. People that know full scale think, oh, this is going to be a cinch, but they've never flown without their behind in the seat of the airplane, and so it's really more difficult for pilots, especially big airline pilots. I've taught them, I've taught fighter jet pilots, and I've taught little private airplane pilots. Private airplane pilots are easier. The jetliners and the fighter jet pilots are the hardest in the world to teach.
I spent some time down at Pensacola Beach. There's a communication station down there. And they train first level Black Hawk pilots down there. And we'd set up tropo scatter on the edge of the runway, and we'd watch those new recruits get out there on those Black Hawks. But they wouldn't let them get, you know, 10-15 feet off the ground. They just kind of hover there. But that was kind of interesting to watch, you know. Every now and then one of them would veer to the left or right too far, and the instructor would come out there and chew them out. So, you know, it's kind of interesting.
Good for them. And a helicopter is totally different. When you're not the diameter of the rotor blade up above the ground, you're in ground effects. And ground effects just toss you all over the place. It's a whole lot harder to fly in ground effects on a helicopter than it is like on an airplane or a hovercraft going over the water that's moving. So they were actually learning the hardest thing to do, and that is the last rotor diameter width between you and the ground. When you're learning on a RC helicopter, you pop up above your diameter of your rotor blade, your main blade. You pop up above that to get out of ground effect so that you can get some smooth and steady air. And that's where you learn. But the hardest part is right there, one diameter of the rotor blade, main rotor blade above the ground. That's the hardest place to learn.
I'm gonna come check it out and see what it's all about. Like I said, the 8 minutes I did get to fly mine, I really enjoyed it. But so, you know, we'll see. I'm just gonna have to have something with a little bit more power. I'm thinking what happened was, well, it's a couple of things happened after, you know, looking back and talking to y'all about it. I just lost control because of just wasn't paying attention or didn't think it through.
In fixed-wing helicopter or multi-rotor?
So it's a multi-rotor. It was a little cheap thing. Now, it's, you know, let me get that out of the way right up front. and it links with your phone. So had old cheap camera on it. So I decided, I'd flown it that morning, I decided that I would try to take a picture of the house from, you know, 100, 200 feet or something. And I did pretty good till I got over the center of the house where the chimney is. And, of course, we burned firewood. And I don't know, Dave, when I got over that chimney with that hot air coming out, man, it just went straight up, and I could not get out of that column of air. The drone didn't have enough power, so it just kept going up and up and up and up. And I think at some point I just lost the ability to communicate with it. But it kept flying due north. Last time I saw it, due north.
JW, yeah, those really cheap ones are meant more, I think, for flying like inside a high school gym or something like that, somewhere where there's no air blowing around. I think the same thing happened to David, KB4CBA, KB4, I can't remember. Anyway, the same thing happened to him with one that he had, and it took off and flew like that in a big gust of wind. They're just not strong enough to stand still when the wind's blowing real hard. That's the hump you got to get over. The more expensive ones get over that hump rather easily. The cheaper ones have a hard time with that hump.
I figured that out. But, I mean, and I've, you know, she got the thing for me for Christmas. I use it to, you know, do an inspection on the club's tower. That was the plan. But I didn't get to fly it long enough to, you know, get stable with it. But one thing I did learn, Dave, real quick, was that I just do not have the ability to adjust a trim tab or anything. So you're constantly fighting it, trying to keep it steady. When, you know, you move into the higher end stuff, I can calibrate that into the signal, I think. But I don't know enough about it to say that.
Higher end ones have a better autopilot and the means to control the aircraft a whole lot better, such that if you get in trouble, you just let go. And it just sits there and hovers. Right, and then you slowly rotate it around the Y-axis and let it down with the Z-axis and come a little bit forward in the X-axis, and you have a chance to get used to it. The cheaper ones, they don't do that. If you let go, they just start wandering off on their own. You got to really fly them. So it takes more skill to fly the cheaper ones than it does to fly the more expensive ones. Anyway, I got to drop off these cards. I'm at the post office. I got to drop them off in this box real quick, and I'll be right back out. KO4NUE, W4DJW.
I'm pretty close to my destination, too, so I'm over toward Easley Way, so...
In 1,000 feet.
73. DJW Mobile.
KO4NUE.
Fixed-wing is going to be even different. It's even better yet. there's a ground school class that you could learn online that would help you a lot when you get ready to fly fixed-wing.
I kind of like the drone. I mean, that seems pretty simple to me. My great uncle was a ham, N4OB, I think. And he flew remote control airplanes. So as a child, he let me take over and fly sometimes, you know. And I don't know, I mean, I think it's fun, but I don't know, that drone, I just kind of like that.
The significant breakthrough with the flight controller came out that could let you point four blades up or six or eight or whatever the number is, and it could measure with an accelerometer the pitch in any direction and use a PID controller to correct it immediately as it was happening. The PID controller, you know, that's been around since the turn of the century. Since 1903, I think, is the year that they came out with that. That was developed by the Navy. But it was just applied to flight controllers recently, and that's when they exploded. Because of the fact that you can just let go of the controller and it will continue to fly by itself, just sit still in the air. Airplanes don't do that. You got to fly them the whole time you're flying. But it is a little more challenging, but in the end, it's a lot more fun, in my opinion. The multi-rotors with flight controllers, they do their own thing. You can get bored with them a lot quicker, let's put it that way.
Well, Dave, listen, I'm just about to destinate, bud, so let me get on 73. If you have a good day and enjoy this beautiful weather. Q4NUE, I'm clear.
Safe travels. Q4NUE, W4DJW Mobile.
4HKX Mobile.
Hey, Patrick, W4DJW Mobile.
Hope you had a good week.
Dog most of the week, but she's getting better now. This morning, I think, was a turning point.
I hear that she was sick, but I'm glad she's doing better. I got inventory done. It went smooth. Just been trying to get the truck reorganized, rearranged, and cleaned up and ready to go for the year.
And then tackle another year, huh? Put another notch in your belt.
January will be 8 years I've been doing the MACCO thing, so it'll be eight of them behind me.
And everyone gets better?
Ups and downs. The tool truck was a big down, and I'm on my third tool truck in 8 years. I've had lots of issues out of vehicles, but hopefully that's all changed now and we can just go about our daily business.
Good luck in 2023. It's got to be, 2022 was just a bad year altogether. I had everything piled up on us from the start of COVID and dump there. I'm hearing that it's not going to get better till the end of the first quarter in 2023, and then it should start shaping up at that point.
So I'm ready for this stuff to be over with and behind us.
They're saying the supply chain is doing better. There's other things that are still lingering, but a lot of the people that used to say it's the supply chain are starting to say, okay, the supply chain is now setting to look a whole lot better.
It'll look better on my end also. I just hope it continues to get better. But all we can do is wait and see.
No control over is how quick something recovers. It took longer than I thought it would take to lose it. You know, we lost the supply chain a lot later than I figured we would lose it. So I guess we're getting it back a lot later than I figured we would recover it, because, you know, it feels like it's something you can turn on and off like a light switch, but you just can't.
An accordion effect, and it takes time for that to draw back up after it spreads out like that. So it, like I said, I think it's getting better, and I hope nothing else comes our way and messes it up again.
Well, I'm about home. I'm going to put the horse in the stable and go back in the house. Maybe get ready for some flying this afternoon. Take care. Good to talk to you. K4HKX, W4DJW.
Is it not raining down there?
No rain. I see a lot of blue in the sky, too.
Completely overcast up here.
Well, it was overcast, but it's breaking up and blue's coming through, so hopefully it'll continue that trend.
I hope so. Well, you have a good day. It's been good to talk to you, and we'll talk down the log, KO4HKX. I'll be mobile and monitoring.
W4DJW, clear.